At a time when Australians are struggling with low wages growth, the last thing most people need is a rising cost of living. Fuel is a key weekly cost for many households, and pump prices recently hit a five-month high. In fact, petrol prices have been higher in many of the capital cities than they were immediately after attacks on Saudi oil supply, which caused a brief spike in oil prices in mid-September. Jeff Trotter is the co-founder of price analysis firm FuelTrack. He's speaking here with business reporter Michael Yander.
The highest price in that cycle pre-strike was 165.9 in those capital cities. And at that time, the wholesale price was $1.31. So that gave retailers a margin of just under 35 cents. A few days after the strike, the wholesale price had moved up to $1.38, but the peak price in those capital cities had moved to 171.9, giving 33.9 cents litre of retail margin. Post that strike and the current situation, the wholesale price has actually fallen back to 132. So the numbers were 131 before, 138, now back to 132, but the oil companies have moved prices at the top of the cycle to 173.9. That gives them a retail margin of 41.9 cents a litre. So you can see that the Saudi strike has probably been the best thing that ever happened to these oil companies, in that it's led to an average increase in the gross margin at the top of the pricing cycle of 8 cents a litre.
And that's basically because it acted as a bit of cover for putting prices up.
Absolutely, absolutely. People may be interested to know that the actual underlying Brent crude price pre this strike was $60 US a barrel. It spiked some days later at $69 US a barrel. And today it sits at $61 US a barrel.
So basically back where it was.
Basically back where it was. There's been, you know, no significant change in the underlying exchange rate. So oil companies have converted that saving or that drop in the crude price into retail margin increase for themselves.
Now, is it all of the retailers that are enjoying this massive margin increase and size of margin?
What's happened in the market, invariably it's led by what we call the majors. And that includes the likes of Shell, Viva, Coles, Express, BP, Caltex. And invariably, and this was highlighted in a recent ACCC report, Shell, Coles, Express takes the lead normally in virtually all of those capital cities that we spoke about. They then set the price signal or send the price signal. They're very rapidly followed by their friendly majors, that is the Caltexes and the BPs of this world. However, the reaction from independents is not quite as rapid and not quite as high, although I must say they were able to get whole metropolitan areas up to record average prices. To do that, you have to get virtually the whole of the capital city market up at the same time. And they were able to do that in virtually all of those markets for a period of about 48 hours.
And this was after the Saudi attacks?
Yeah, after the Saudi attacks and also, more recently, with this latest move to 173.9, people in Sydney and Melbourne and in Brisbane will see that they've been able to achieve, again, very high averages because they've been able to move most of the sites, including most of the independents, up to that new high point.
And how does that work in what's supposed to be a competitive market where surely at least the independents might be trying to get some market share?
My view is, to some extent, in those concentrated metropolitan markets, particularly now with these government-funded or supported pricing apps, they actually facilitate the movement of these service stations across the market. That is, the majors have key sites in these metropolitan markets. Those key sites move. Their movement appears very rapidly on these pricing websites and apps. And, of course, even though a motorist can see it, of course, all the other oil companies can also see it. They don't have to collude officially. They see those market sites move, and then they know very quickly that the price to be set for the next move up is the number set at those market sites. And very rapidly, we see the sites surrounding those market sites go up, and then it spreads very, very quickly across the total geographic market.
And I guess if you're a small independent retailer, you only need to be a few cents cheaper than the majors rather than 20 or 30.
Absolutely. Given the lead, particularly by the likes of Viva and Shell Coles Express, and given these retail margins up as high as 40 cents or more now, I mean, there's a very, very strong incentive for the independents to also take advantage of that very, very high margin.
Is there anything motorists can do about this?
You can spend all day, you know, looking at pricing apps and so on. But look, as a rule of thumb, avoid Coles Express service stations and Viva. Avoid Caltex. Avoid BP. Avoid On The Run. And then you've got a swathe of other independents that do, in the long term, price lower than those brands that I've mentioned. So rather than driving around trying to make a decision that you will support the lowest price brands in the market. In some markets, you can be up to 20 cents a litre better off by supporting one of those historically low-priced brands.
Yes, that's exactly the case in my area, so I'm going to take that advice. FuelTrack co-founder Jeff Trotter speaking with the ABC's senior digital business reporter Michael Yander.